This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's Friday the 13th.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Still time left in the show. And once again, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Howdy. Kate Penland of Houston, Texas, thinks her 19-month-old son, Garen, can light up a room with his bubbly personality. But Garen apparently gave off a little too much light on a continental plane bound for Oklahoma. Oh, sure, it was cute at first when he kept saying, bye-bye, plane, bye-bye, plane. But he kept saying it over and over and on after several minutes, the flight attendant told Kate, it's not funny anymore. You need to shut up your baby. But little Garen's so damn cute, Kate thought the flight attendant must have been joking. She wasn't. The flight attendant continued, it's called baby Benadryl, she said. Kate said she told the stew she wasn't going to drug her child, quote, just so you can have a pleasant flight.
Hey, what a bitchy what a bitchy waitress on that airplane.
The flight attendant, oh, wait, there's more. The flight attendant turned the plane around, sent it back to the gate, and ordered Kate and her yapping kid off the plane. The flight attendant says Garen's mom threatened her.
You know, I am not one that likes the litigious society we live in.
Right.
But I would say to that lady, get yourself a nice lawyer, honey.
These days in heightened security, whatever the flight attendant says goes.
You know, that's one of those situations where you'd have to be on the plane to know exactly what went down.
We're really only hearing about half the story. We've heard only third hand from the flight attendant who says the mother threatened her.
But are there any other passengers coming forward with like, because usually you hear one side that's completely different. I mean, the most recent thing with Clay Aiken, I guess, where he had an altercation with a fan.
He had
there.
His foot on an armrest, Mike, and someone did not like that foot being on that armrest.
And then they just caused an entire ruckus, and I had to fill out paperwork.
You're allergic to tree nuts.
I don't like tree nuts. You better not give me tree nuts when I'm on that flight.
Okay. Near Wichita, Kansas, a 14-year-old girl.
I'm kidding.
Of course.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
A 14-year-old girl there who cried rape has now been charged with rape.
Why do you favor rape?
LB, that's what they call her in a court because she's a minor, and so in court records,
Lady Bird.
We only have her initials.
Little
LB.
Brain.
LB.
LB's.
Will you walk me to the car?
She described in court.
Of course, Joan.
LLB.
In court records,
LL Bean, I'm sorry.
She says she told her teacher that she'd been date raped by a 13-year-old boy. She says she.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
She says she agreed to that special favor, but that he, the boy, got rough, causing her to gag. She says he wouldn't obey her demands to stop. The two met the next day for intercourse and more special favors.
Make sure you keep your pants on.
The boy says he told LB they didn't have to have sex, but that she insisted.
Look at the size of his unit.
So now, while he's facing rape and sodomy charges at the age of 13, so is she.
Just a bunch of white trash.
In China, Self magazine asked its readers to choose the man they'd most like to make them pregnant.
Did Jackie Surf. Chan win?
Actually, no. The answer, as you should have known, was Andy Lau.
Who's that?
He's an actor and singer from Hong Kong, very popular in China.
Oh, Andy Lau.
Andy Lau.
Andy Lau is good. He's popular. Andy Lau.
Over there, he's bigger than Jackie Chan.
And he's bigger than Jackie Chan. Andy Lau.
Chinese women want to have his baby. Now, in second place, of course, was our own Bill Gates. What? That's right. The computer guy, Brad Pitt, came in 10th. On the Chinese wish list.
Where was Bobby Lee?
I don't know.
Bobby Lee.
A consultant is telling the city of San Diego that the new 40-story residential tower being planned for downtown looks like a giant guy's thing.
Allen Burns.
Oh, you can say penis.
Okay. It's the right city.
Quoting her, with its rounded forms and the swelling of the uppermost floors, this building is very phallic.
Look at the size of his unit.
End quote. The architect thinks it looks more like a flower.
Peter North.
You get it. You win.
Quoting
end
him,
of the show. I love it.
You can find sex anywhere if you want. There's just some sick people out there.
And it shows him playfully, I guess you'd say, biting your breast.
And in Kaiser, Oregon, they're uptight about the new concrete barriers to protect pedestrians from wayward motorists. These new concrete posts also look like male genitalia. Everyone thinks so. Even the city manager who says that look should vanish once the chains go up that link these posts together. But if they still like look like a row of happy sticks, the city manager says they'll have to be replaced, wasting $20,000.
Ah, what glorious goo.
In the meantime, they're just plain phallic. Quoting one lady, my son wanted to hang a sign that says, always use protection. And finally, an indecent exposure story for the whole family.
Okay.
It's been pretty hot in Chandler, Arizona lately, so you'll find a lot of folks hanging out at the pool. One woman was there with her son and her daughter, and she couldn't help notice the guy in the water who was staring at her because his hands never seemed to come up out of the water. She didn't want to wrongly accuse somebody of doing something that horrible. She needed proof.
Make sure you keep your pants on.
So she sent her son with his diving goggles.
That's a smart lady. Oh, that's God. Mother of the year.
To find out. Yes, the boy reported back to his mother, the man is definitely touching himself. I'm God. Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
We can't get into that.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I know.
No. I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
All right, have a safe weekend, everybody. Be back on Monday with a new episode. Love you, Frida, Bart, Amy. Good day to you, sir.
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 You're a romantic devil. And Robbie.
You going to come with me to the Knickerbocker Theater tonight?
Why, what's happening there?
Lots of good stuff. It's lampshade night.
Free jewelry.
This is the Don and Mike Show.